lots of legends from back then, around the Civil War time, and the stories of all the brave men who lost their lives on either side of that line. One's name was Casey Bishop. He worked his daddy's dairy farm like me, until he was asked to serve his country. Then he rode with Robert E. Lee. Casey rode hard and did his duty, until he met his fate one day. It was outside of Blacksburg, Virginia, where a cannonball blew him away. That's the way my uncle told it, as we sat on the porch one night. He said of one time during a full moon, he almost died of fright. He saw the ghost of Casey Bishop. He was alive like you and me. He wore his uniform so proudly. He wanted to come home, you see. Well, I didn't think much of legends until I saw for myself one night. I saw the ghost of Casey Bishop. He was marching with his rifle by his side. I saw the ghost of Casey Bishop. I saw a man of 19 years old. He once spoke to me on the back road. He said, friend, I just wanna go home. Down that back road in Blacksburg, Virginia, some night, and you come upon your Casey, shine him a guiding light. Because the ghost of Casey Bishop is still searching for his way, in search of battles that he once lost, but will win back someday. Because the ghost of Casey Bishop is still searching for his way, in search of battles that he once lost, but will